Welcome to our very first bonus episode. If we had a Patreon, this would be our bonus episode. But we don't. So now we're releasing it to everyone.
We will in the future, but right now I think that it's begging for people not to contribute.
You know what really grinds my gears?
What?
People who have Patreons that are just as small or not smaller than us.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. Like, why would you want to see how much money you don't make until it makes sense to get? I don't know. It's like you're supposed to dress for the job that you want, but you still don't buy a $5,000 suit when it doesn't warrant it for your, like, shift manager at Kohl's. Like, I don't know. You do what fits or a little bit more.
I'm not comfortable at this point begging people for money to do something.
I will be at some point.
Well, yeah, at some point I probably will be, but that's a ways away.
Yep.
So the episode that we're doing, this bonus episode, this is all brought to light partly because of how popular our Stephen Avery episode was. In fact, part one, as of the time of this recording, is our third most popular episode, and we recorded it, I think we released it 10 days ago. So that's been incredible. But we had something in the news just come up, and that was the overturning of Brandon Dassey's conviction. And we have to bring this up. I wanted to bring this up for a couple different reasons. I wanted to talk about some of the reaction we've been getting about it. It seems like people enjoyed the episode, but some reaction we've been getting, and then this new update with Brendan and what this means to the case. So it'll be a real short episode. We just want to go over some of the things that we couldn't get to in the other episode, some of the things this week that came up. One thing I want to talk about is some of the reaction we got from this episode from Stephen Avery for Making a Murder. I was not prepared for the amount of angry people who truly believe that Stephen Avery is innocent, even after listening to the show.
Well, here's the thing. Like, we have to suspend disbelief. I guess the way that we do this podcast is, like, we shake hands and we laugh and we're friends at the end of the episode. But as you guys all know, that's not the case with feuding online. And, like, so it's hard sometimes because we're doing this as friends and we want to hear from you, even if it's angry and everything like that. Of course, keep telling us. But, you know, when somebody, like you said, when somebody responds with, like, anger because they're mad that you don't agree with them, I mean, that's not discourse in general. And that's why this show works with us, because we can debate something. We can get mad about it. But it's different, I guess, than just, we don't belittle each other as a person because of our difference in opinion. And we talk about facts, you know, and just simply saying the documentary does seem to be biased against, you know, the state, which is true, and they do seem to be trying to prove that Avery is innocent, even though they said that wasn't their intention. You have to take that into consideration when you're considering whether he's innocent or guilty. I believe that he is innocent of it, but it's not because the documentary led me to believe that.
When I first started doing research and really started to believe that Stephen Avery was guilty, I thought it was because people just took Making a Murder at its face value and didn't do any extra research on it. And that's what I truly believed. And it wasn't until I actually started talking to people on Reddit, on Facebook, people that had emailed us and got in contact with us, that I realized there are a lot of people who did just as much research as I did, who looked at the same amount of evidence and understand the things that were left out of the documentary, and still believe that Stephen Avery is innocent and that Brandon Dassey is innocent as well.
And I think it's because they left stuff. The documentary is not by any means, like all documentaries, it's not by any means the only source that you need to accurately judge this. And if you believe he's innocent, you need other sources. If you believe he's guilty, you need to see other things. Neither one is complete with the documentary.
Well, and you honestly believe that Stephen Avery is innocent.
And it's not based on the documentary.
And it's based on the same amount of evidence that I did.
Yeah.
I was thinking that I would, by educating people, by telling people, by giving my point of views of what the documentary missed, maybe people would change their minds. And that's not what happened.
Well, but some people, I think it's our, I don't think our episode is going to, I don't think any of our episodes in general are going to change many people's minds. Maybe some people, but I don't think in general we're going to change a lot of minds. But I think people are going to come into it and look for their confirmation bias of what they want a lot of the time. And there are people like you who believe that he's guilty.
And there's not going to be a lot that you can do to change my mind.
Exactly. Same with mine. And I think that's the thing. But I think for whatever reason, I think what you're getting at maybe is that this case, the people who are speaking up a lot are the people who believe that he's innocent more than the people who believe he's guilty, which kind of makes sense.
When I came into the episode, I knew that believing Stephen Avery being guilty was going to be the most contentious thing to ever fight against. I knew I was going to be public enemy number one in our little podcasting community of the people that listen to it. I knew that I was fighting back against so much of what people believed. And that was strange to me coming in, because when you do this podcast, you come into people who probably don't believe in Bigfoot, who probably don't believe,
yeah, the vast majority of what I'm arguing.
And that was hard for me to start that and be so behind with what people had already thought and believed. So that's why I spent so much time researching it. And I thought if anybody did the same amount of research and saw the same things I did. And again, that's not what happened. And I think it just goes to show you that everybody has their own opinion and their own ideas about the case. And I was not prepared for people not thinking like me. And maybe that's just maybe that was just stupid on my part. I thought everybody would think the way that I thought once they heard the evidence. And that's not the case. So,
right.
So that was something that I was not prepared for, especially when I started bringing it up on Facebook and you know, legitimately started getting in arguments with people about it. And they brought up some really great points about the police, about some of the ways things were handled. And
I think that's why we ended the episode with, was it fair, or was it, you know, all this kind of stuff? Because there's a lot of questions. It's not just about innocence or guilt. It's about more than that, really.
And that was another thing that really bothered me and still bothers me today. When I think somebody did it, when I think somebody did something wrong, when I think somebody murdered somebody, I think that person should be held responsible regardless. There's a lot of people that I talk to who say Stephen Avery's guilty. He probably is guilty. Brandon Dassey might or might not be, but they should both be free because of what the police did.
Now, we talked about this, but this is when you have to go. This is when you have to really ask yourself, because I think you in order to believe, in order to really agree and believe with the system that we have for law, the legal system that we have in America, if you believe that we should use that system, you have to believe, really, you do, you have to believe that regardless of whether they did it or not, if they were not convicted fairly, that they should not be incarcerated.
And I overlooked that. I will admit that I really turned a blind eye in terms of right from wrong. I was more concerned with Stephen Avery and right and wrong and what he did versus the police, right and wrong.
Yep.
I thought...
But that's what we argued. To be fair, we did argue, did he do it or not, first.
Yeah, we did. And that's where I sit, that I'm like, yes, I absolutely think he did it, and I think he should absolutely be in jail. I was not prepared for the amount of people that said he might have done it, and if he did do it, he shouldn't be in jail, which to me is unfair to the victim's family, to Teresa's family, that somebody...
It's unfair on behalf of the investigation and the state, in my opinion. Of course, it's unfair on behalf of the perpetrator, too. That's the main thing. But
sure.
It's almost, in my mind, equally unfair that somebody... That you can fuck up so badly that somebody should be let off when they did it. That's your fault. Because they it wasn't like if you make a mistake and somebody gets off, they're not convicted, sure, that's shitty. But if you actively are doing the wrong things, which is what we're going to talk about with Dassey, if you're actively doing the wrong things and somebody that could be a murderer or a rapist gets to walk free, that's your fault.
That would be the fault of the police.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But I've never seen so many people defend that. I think that's more of a frustration for people that this convicted or this murder this rapist, this thief got off. I think people get angry about that. They don't necessarily applaud it because something was done wrong.
And I, like you were getting at earlier, I don't think most people either really know the truth. Well, nobody knows the truth because nobody was there. But,
I agree.
But I don't think anybody, I don't think it's, it matters as much which side, whether you think he's innocent or guilty in this case. I don't think that's what it's about. It's kind of like the OJ case. It's about, it's not about innocent or guilt. It's innocence or guilt. It's about, should he be in jail based on everything that happened? Honestly, no. I'm not saying he did or didn't do it, but if you are an American, I mean, you should believe in the legal system. If you believe in the legal system, then he should not be in jail.
I don't know.
Is the idea. I mean,
I understand what you're trying to say, but the legal system is, in my opinion, is there to keep people who are dangerous members of society out from hurting innocent people, to what should be reform people. Mm-hmm. Not that that's what the criminal justice system
does. And I don't even agree that the criminal justice system does the first part that you said either accurately. They should, but they don't. It's when you're saying that you believe that that's what they're there for. I believe that that's what they're there for, but they don't do that. And that's the problem.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So just, I was not prepared for the amount of different opinions with it.
And I think I want to bring this up too. I think that a big part of it right now is it's, you know, in contemporary culture and today, a lot of people, as we've talked about before, you know, there's, I think the reason that this hits home so much is because people are looking at it like they're watching the news and they're going, oh my God, this, you know, somebody was shot by the police. This is terrible. Oh my God. Now look at this, where a whole county of police basically is the reason that this person is in jail, regardless of whether they did it or not. That's terrible. And it's this kind of systemic cultural, American cultural issue at this point. It's not about this case. It's about police. And I think that's kind of what we were getting at. Like, it's, we're really questioning law enforcement right now. I actually want to, as well, I want to mention something. So, I think this is our Biggie Tupac episode.
But I believe so.
We talked about, I mentioned, out of frustration, and I don't, you know, apologize for this, but out of frustration, I said something along the lines of like, no, all police are bad because all police are in a terrible system. Now, I don't apologize for what I said about the system, but I do think that that's a really destructive way of thinking that's not going to help anything after, you know, some reflection. I think that because all that that's doing, when somebody says that all police are bad because they have a great potential to be and they have a weapon, so we need to look at them all that way, what happens is then when people are looking at them that way, it makes people nervous. And I mean people as in civilians and the officers. And this is why this keeps happening, is because everybody's nervous. I'm not saying they shouldn't be, but I am saying that I think that a lot of times people, when these terrible, you know, civilian murders are happening, I think a lot of times it does have a lot to do with the system, and that's messed up. But I think that some of them maybe start from more of an innocent place. I think some of them start from everybody is super tense because of what happens in the media. Everybody in that situation is, you know, the cop comes up, stops you, and you go as a civilian, oh fuck, I'm an unarmed black teen. I hope this cop doesn't respond with violence. And in the same way, the officer that's walking up to the vehicle is going, I've seen all these news reports. This person might be belligerent because of all of this. And so me coming on and saying that all police are bad, that's just going to make others, you know, and other people saying that, that's going to make civilians think, you know, possibly think that all police are bad. And then that's when these conflicts keep happening, when we can't judge situations individually, when we look at, when we see, you know, Flander Castro, sorry, and Mike Brown and everybody who's been gunned down, when we see them every time we see a police officer. I mean, I do think that we need to radically change law enforcement, but I don't think it's fair, and I think it's part of the problem to say that all police are bad. It's like saying that all of the people who were gunned down were in the wrong. You can't make a blanket statement like that in general. So I apologize for that. I like I said, it doesn't mean that I think there should be reform, of course. But, I mean, I don't know. I just wanted to get that out there. But I think that's a big part of this case, is people looking at the police and people are freaked out because of what's happening. And then this is playing into that fear. This is saying, like, not only are the police killing unarmed, innocent black teens, but or adults or whoever, but they're also actually framing this white guy.
This guy who they, and that was one of the things that people talked about, was they had all the reason in the world to frame Stephen Avery. And while I agreed the motivation was there, I don't necessarily believe that's what happened. But there were certain things that happened with the police department that were their own fault. The Manitowoc County should not have been involved in that investigation,
yeah,
in any way, shape, or form. And that is a point of contention with people, and saying just that alone, he should not be, any conviction should be thrown out. So let's get to Brandon Dassey.
Yeah, let's talk about why we're here today.
The news between that and the reason we're trying to talk about this is, I believe it was this week, Tuesday or Thursday, it doesn't matter, but Brandon Dassey's conviction was overturned, and the appeals court upheld that overturn, which mm-hmm. means one of two things is now going to happen. The state of Wisconsin has 90 days to retry Brandon Dassey, or he has to be set free.
Yep.
And the 90-day counter is starting. As of right now, we don't know what Manitowoc County or what the state of Wisconsin is going to do with Brandon Dassey. They very well could retry him. If they are going to retry him, they have to do so without his confession, because it was obtained illegally.
Yep, and that's a big part of it. And that's when we were talking about earlier whether or not, you know, we talked about it in our episode, but even more in this little this bonus that we're doing now. This is talking about, like, they can't use that confession. And I think they still manage to, and we've talked about this, but they still manage to. And that's when you have to go, this is when that comes up, where it's like, what do you feel about the justice system? Because if you admit that the justice system, or the judicial system, if you can't use evidence like that, then you kind of have to start to say, like, okay, then this conviction was wrong, because it was used. It wasn't entered into evidence, but it was used by the prosecution. I mean, they put it out there. People listened to it. The jurors listened to it, whether it was used or not. And I think, and so the fact that it's kind of like, if you want to get somebody in jail and you get people to coerce a confession out of them, even if you don't use it, people have still heard that you still did something that was against our judicial system by coercing that confession.
For what's going to happen now, I think the state of Wisconsin knows, and we don't have any evidence, and I think we'll probably make another bonus episode when this all comes out of what the state of Wisconsin is going to do, but I think at this point they have to let him go, because the only evidence that ties him, the only evidence that they can put into trial, the only evidence that a judge is going to be able to listen to, or a jury, is the evidence that can't be put in the trial anymore. They cannot use his testimony.
Yeah.
They can't use his confession. And that's the only thing that tied Brendan to this. His entire trial was, do you believe Brendan's confession that was taken for 3 hours? Or do you believe him now when he says, I was at home playing video games?
Which is why was he there in the first place? This is what I want to say. I think that he should be free, personally, and I'm a little upset. I'm angry at the fact that he was not cleared right away, because they weren't supposed to be using that confession, and that was all they had.
No, they could use that confession.
No, I know they could, but what I'm saying is now according to the fact that it was ruled a confession that they shouldn't be using.
They should have never used it to begin with.
They were allowed to use it in his case, but they shouldn't have.
So now we're at a point where, like I said, Brandon Dassey is either going to be released in 90 days, or they're going to retry him. I have a hard time believing they're going to retry him.
I do too.
I think at this point, all they have in terms of evidence is those bleached jeans. And
which I think that's, like I said, I really think that's easily shot down. Because all of it, like,
but if that's all you have, that's nothing.
Yeah,
that means nothing without the confession.
Yep, and why they cannot use that confession, nope. And there, so there's no real reason for them to retry. But I guess to me, with all that's happened, it wouldn't surprise me if they did try, and it wouldn't surprise me if he ended up in jail again.
At this point, I don't know what's going to happen. I have this suspicion that he's going to probably be released, and one of the things. When I was talking with people on Facebook, and this kind of came in the news, and this is probably why this episode's been so popular recently, is it's become a very contentious thing. Again, it's reminded everyone about it, is I do believe Brendan Dassey should be out of jail by now for what even if his with his role and what I believe. I know there's a very small part of people that believe Brendan Dassey was responsible for it. I'm one of those people that believes he was probably responsible. Or that he knows more. I don't believe he was just in his house playing video games when Teresa Hallbatch was murdered. I don't believe that. But I also don't believe that he's a dangerous criminal either. I think everything that was perpetrated by Stephen Avery is the reason Brendan Dassey did what he did.
Also, it's really hard to say what you do or don't believe in general with him, because like, how are you gonna argue that? Because all you have is confession that's totally poisonous fruit, because he's contradicted every single confession so many times.
So at this point, I think Brendan Dassey will probably be released. What this means for Stephen Avery is absolutely nothing, because his Brendan's confession was never part of Stephen Avery's trial.
Exactly.
And the bullet that they found in the garage, they had a search warrant for. So I've heard people try to argue that the whole case falls apart without Brendan Dassey's confession and without that bullet. And I have to remind them, no, it doesn't. There's still a mountain of evidence against Stephen Avery that they used in his trial.
I think what I would argue, or how I would amend what people are saying about the confession, I think that more of the jury would have been split as we were if it was if the confession had never been aired, if the confession had never been put into the public consciousness. I think it would have been more of a split jury, and they wouldn't have voted to convict, or they wouldn't have found him guilty of all of the counts that they did. I think that the confession, even though it wasn't used, it had so much to do with the outcome.
It was still in people's minds.
And he might have still been found guilty of things or whatever, but I don't think it would have been as much or as bad without that confession that wasn't supposed to be used in any way, but you can't take that away.
Legally, I don't think it's going to matter at all for Stephen.
I don't either. And that's the thing. I don't think it's going to matter either.
Because I know people have said, well, now the whole case unravels, and now you can't do this and this and this. And, well, yes, they had a search warrant. They found what they found, and Brendan Dassey's confession was never in trial, so it almost literally means nothing for Brendan Dassey, because the appeal courts isn't saying that Brendan Dassey wasn't involved. They're not saying 100% he wasn't involved. They're just saying his confession that he was involved can't be used, and it was obtained illegally.
Yep. So, and it was.
Yes. Yes, yeah. I think it... Everybody's feels really passionately about what Brendan had to go through in terms of that confession. I mean, it was 3 hours without his lawyer. It was not only that when he was on that Saturday when the police came in, but also all the other interviews that he had to do and all the change in the stories. And people have a soft spot in their heart for him and for that. I think in 3 months, I think he'll probably be released.
So. Yeah, and we'll see.
And that's something that we had to talk about, because it's apparently now a big part of it, and it's the reason Macon or murder and everything else is in the news.
And I guess mostly and very excited for the future with what happens with Avery. You know,
well, Zellner of course applauded this whole thing.
Of course, it's not a surprise, I guess, is the thing with me. Like, everybody, and I'm not saying people are looking at it as a surprise. I think a lot of people are looking at it as more of a, yeah, that should have happened.
Yeah.
But then when you're Stephen Avery's trial lawyer, then you hear about Dassey's, what happened with Dassey. It's like, that's a win. it doesn't help you necessarily, but it's a win.
We'll probably keep doing a couple updates on this because this is unlike any episode. It's still in the news. I don't think JonBenet Ramsey will ever have an updated episode.
God, I hope.
I mean, I hope so too, but unless, just short of somebody confessing, we're not going to have that happen. The same thing, unless Bigfoot pops up and they get Bigfoot's body, we can't really do an updated episode on that. Unless somebody comes through and said, yeah, I shot Tupac and I shot Biggie, we're not going to get an updated episode on that. This is really one of the only episodes to date that we can do an update on.
Yep. So, and we're going to keep doing it. Because
until we find out, and it's interesting, we might have an update on Stephen Avery here soon. It might in the next couple months.
I assume we will,
because either he's going to be found that he can't stand trial again. He wants a retrial. It's that's what they're fighting for right now.
Yeah.
And there's evidence to support that they might get it with some of the evidence that they're having retested, but I don't know at this point. But Brandon Gassy in the next 3 months will probably be released.
Yep, sounds good to me. Well, guys, look forward to our next episode, which we'll announce when we post our
thank you for listening to our bonus episode.
Yep, yeah, I guess just that. Yep, and let us know what you guys think about this, you know, Dassey's confession being overturned and where he stands right now, and let us know what you think is going to happen in the next 90 days, in the future, you know, what you think the state's going to do and all this, what you think the fate of Avery and Dassey is going to be. Otherwise, look forward to more updates about this and our other future episodes. I just want to say thank you guys so much for listening.
Signing out.